This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Yes, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I was reminded of something yesterday. After the show, I got a call at about a 10:45 local time from Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. I have a friend who has been on this show many times, and I have always counted on his counsel. I have always counted on his viewpoint. Although the last time we had any communication, we sort of separated. I was reminded that those that are among us are here temporarily. I'm having a lot of problems with this too, because for me, when I was laying in this hospital room 2.5 years ago, there were some days right up to the point of when we did open heart surgery, and when I say we, I was the patient. I didn't really participate in the actual technique or anything, but there were some moments there when it was, I don't know. We don't know if he's going to wake up. Right up to that moment, I used to walk around. When I got into radio, I became very sedentary. I'd led an active life all of my life, military, route delivery, all of my life. And when I got into radio, I got into the seated position, and I spent a lot of time in the seated position. So I ballooned up to like 320 pounds, and I was smoking like a paper mill. And everything I shoveled into my face was garbage. And people would come up to me, and they would say, "Hey, Bill, you know, if you would eat better, and if you would pay a little attention to your diet, and give up some of that smoking and maybe work out or something, you'd be in better shape and you could do all the stuff you're talking about." Because I was the gun guy saying, "Hey, I'll lead you. When the stuff hits a fan, I will lead you." My life expectancy back then was about 7 seconds, if that, because I was just that big. I couldn't move. You know, it was pathetic. And then I manufactured not one, but two Widowmakers in my chest, and that was all me. And then up to that point, when people would come up and say things to me, I would say, "Hey, you know, I'll smoke. I'll eat whatever I want. I'll get as big as I want. I'll die. Thank you, America." Until that moment came when my body almost took me up on that one. And then I discovered just how much I liked living. I discovered how much I wanted to live. when she would come to visit me in the hospital, my granddaughter would want to play, but I couldn't get out of the bed to play with her. But I told her I would. And now I do. So for me, this life here, however temporary it is, it comes with some strings. And I feel obligated to be around everybody that wants to, you know, have anything to do with me for as long as I can. That's why I carry a gun everywhere I go now. And death is not something that I 100% fear. The only thing I have that I fear is this leaving life early. At the NRA meetup, I purposely did not run into my friend. I had some preconceived notions about what is in the world. And you know what? I really haven't changed my mind on that because of the context of everything that happened at that moment and in those moments that led up to that. So I didn't go looking for him. But my friend was at the top of his game. He was running something that was one of the biggest out there of its type. He just got a book deal. He was all over the place. He was part of something. He started something and he made something out of nothing. I didn't always agree with him. I didn't see eye to eye with him on many things, primarily because of where he came from. He was not like me. He didn't have a background like mine. And maybe I was a bit elitist in my, not seeing eye to eye, which was unfortunate. I should have more foresight than that I exhibited with this particular gentleman. Last night, Mark Walters, when he called me, he called me and asked me if I'd been looking at social media. And I do, but, you know, I'm not really, like, going out there trawling, if you will, looking for the latest stories. It's more, what am I doing for me? If I didn't have a radio show, I wouldn't have social media. I use social media as a means to publicize the show. Nothing less, nothing more. And at 10:45 last night, Mark Walters told me that my friend Bob Owens at Bearing Arms had committed suicide. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that this will haunt me for the rest of my days. I don't understand it. I don't understand how you are Bob and you've got all of this stuff going on and something drives you to that point. What can be so bleak that you get driven to that point? And here's the thing. His last thing that he did was a post on Facebook. With as many people as he knows, I just wonder if he tried to reach out to somebody. Probably wasn't me, because if it was me, I would have answered his phone call, even though, you know, we were on the outs. It makes me wonder if he tried to reach out to somebody, to anybody, before that last moment. But he went out, and he killed himself. So, and we will be left with that question. It has reverberated throughout the gun community. There's some people that are saying that it's sort of bad the way he did it. I don't think it's bad the way he did it. It doesn't matter how he did it. He did it. It's as bad as if he'd thrown himself in front of a train, as far as I'm concerned. So I say publicly that Bob Owens was my friend. Whatever was going on with him, I hope it is laid to rest now, and I hope he rests in peace. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply, or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now, earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, before I get topical, there's one thing I just got to mention about this. About this thing with Bob. Bob was in a back and forth with the Truth About Guns concerning the Rock River Arms, Springfield Armory, fake news, as I call it. Bob was trying to dispel it. Bob was getting savaged by some of those people that, you know, they were calling him a sellout and everything else, when he was just out there saying, we don't know everything, which is the truth, we don't. When he went, they were the first ones to report his demise. I just got to ask, at what price, you know, this was put out, I think, while his family was still, you know, being notified. At what price do you get those clicks on a website? How valuable is that? That's my question. There will come a time when I will get that answer. Now, the Trump effect when it comes to firearm sales. Last year, there was 27.5 million new gun buyers buying guns last year. This year, they have eased up a bit, but it's still on track to be the second highest number ever, which means it's bigger than it was in 2015 and bigger than it was in 2013, when nobody could find anything in 2013. Now, one of the things, the interesting things for the anti-gunners out there that they can't really explain, because this is one of the things they constantly tell you is going to happen if you own a gun. Despite this dramatic increase in the number of guns in circulation, there's an interesting statistic that just dropped. And it wasn't the crime rate, which it is substantially lower than it was decades ago. That's been inching higher in recent periods for other reasons besides gun ownership. What's dropping precipitously is the number of accidental firearms fatalities. The belief that we're sold when they're pushing gun control is that the proliferation of firearms will increase the number of violent crimes committed, as well as the number of accidental deaths. For example, it's often cited that access to firearms increases the risk of suicide and being the victim of homicide, since by owning a gun, you're supposedly more likely to kill a family member than a criminal. Now, if you lay aside this notion for a moment, the mistaken idea that the purpose of owning a gun is to kill a criminal, a deterrent to a crime is a big factor. FBI data shows that the number of homicides committed with a firearm are steadily falling, despite Chicago. Right now, handguns are still the leading weapon used to commit a homicide, but the number has fallen 9% between 2010 and 2014, the latest data available, despite the number of pistols and revolvers increasing 61% over the same time frame. Similarly, the use of rifles, which, you know, that's always the first thing we want to ban because it's the low-hanging fruit, that is negligible in the scheme of things despite the amount of attention they receive in the media. The FBI says exactly 248 homicides were committed with a rifle in 2014, or 2% of the total, but 57% fewer than the 435 committed by using a club, hammer, or other blunt object. In fact, 660 homicides were committed using hands, fists, and feet. Now, the driver of all of these sales in recent times has been long guns. And in their fiscal third quarter earnings report in March, the owner of the Smith & Wesson brand, American Outdoor Brands, reported that long gun sales rose 32% year over year, while handgun revenue fell 6.5%. Over the nine-month period of its fiscal year, handgun sales were up 23%, while long guns surged 71% higher. Ruger saw a 27% increase in rifle sales, and models such as its AR-556 helped drive those sales higher. All these new guns would presumably have led to an increase in the number of people accidentally shooting themselves, and it turns out that's not the case. That's got to be very troubling for everybody. National Safety Council just released its Injury Facts 2017 report compiling 2015 data, and it found that accidental firearms fatalities dropped 17% from 2014 to 2015 to just 489 deaths, or 0.003% of the total, the lowest since record keeping began in 1903. And that decline occurred even as total accidental deaths from all other listed causes actually rose 8% to 146,571. They also note there's a 1 in 370 chance of dying by firearm assault, or about three times lower than from dying from falling. The number one cause of unintentional death in the country comes from accidental poisoning, something that wasn't even prevalent until the 1990s, and it has since rocketed to the top spot. So even with the uptick in violent crime that's been recorded recently, lawful gun owners remain concerned with safety, which explains why, despite soaring gun sales, few people are actually accidentally injured by them. Crimes committed with guns will always be a problem. But the declining rates of commission using firearms of any kind suggests the proliferation of guns may be having a deterrent effect. It also indicates that people are educating themselves as to the manipulation of a weapon, which is very, very important if you're going to mess with these things. I can't stress that to you. You have to know how that's going to work. You have to know what to do, how to do it. It has become second nature, really. Tomorrow, in this time frame that we're going to be with you tomorrow, we will be leading off with Colonel Alan West. Colonel West was on my radio show the first time back in 2010, right after he got elected to Congress the first time around. This is a guy that if he were a commander today in the military and he was looking for volunteers, if he would take me, I would volunteer to serve under him. A truly inspirational leader, and he's like a walking Encyclopedia Britannica. And I'm going to ask him some questions about some things happening. He just got elected to the NRA board, which is good, as long as they don't treat him like he's a celebrity board member and actually let him do a little bit of stuff. The NRA might go someplace. I don't know. They might become somebody. But we'll see. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, we're going to talk about the Chicago gangs. I've already mentioned this. I don't remember when. They're going to rifles now. Things are escalating in Chirac. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
And back we come again. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This just in, Dr. John Adine was kind enough to pop into the chat room real quick in a slap at the deep state. The president, Donald Trump, has fired FBI Director James Comey. Don't need to stop there. Let's keep on going, El Presidente. Would you? Good. In Chicago, the police are used to this idea that they are facing the possibility of death every time they put on their badge. And it's safe to assume they paid special attention to the alert on police radio channels Monday, advising them to expect a heightened presence of Satan disciples in the Brighton Park neighborhood on the city's southwest side. The real news, this gang is in possession of numerous military-style rifles that are capable of piercing police protection. Well, that's because most rifle rounds will pierce soft armor. So, yes, that is a really big issue. Shootings in Chicago, as in most places, are usually done with handguns. And they have the advantage of being relatively inexpensive and very, very easy to conceal. But in recent months, cops have responded there to a spate of gang shootings with long guns. Typically, the military-style semi-automatic rifles that propel the rounds at a higher and more lethal velocity than pistols do. It's not because of the way they look. is because the rifle barrel is longer. Therefore, the pressure of that controlled explosion gets to gestate in there and propel that rifle. You know, it's building up that force, that velocity, for the length of that barrel. And that's what causes all of that. Early Sunday, police say a pair of men armed with rifles killed a 26-year-old man in Brighton Park. That afternoon, as a group of people gathered at a newly created memorial for the victim, two men with rifles unleashed a volley of bullets that hit 10 people, killing two. A few days earlier, two plainclothes officers were wounded in a barrage of rifle fire in the nearby Back of the Yards neighborhood. This is just the latest news in this new apparent trend. In February, the police said that in the previous 9 months, there had been at least 33 shooting incidents involving rifles in Brighton Park and Back of the Yards, with at least 46 victims, including 13 who died. Gangs have fired rifles outside elementary schools and churches, a daycare center, in alleys, and on residential streets, mostly during the afternoon and evening hours when streets are often crowded, according to the Chicago Tribune. The appeal of these weapons to gangs is obvious. These are designed to hit something at a further distance, hard at a further distance. They're designed to be accurate at a longer distance, and their rounds inflict more damage on a human body. So when one band of thugs decides to ambush another, concealing their weapons is not a priority. If the cops show up to intervene, their soft body armor, their level 3A, is not going to work. It's going to take something else. It's going to be at least a level 3, if not level 4. If these are increasingly a preferred option, police in Chicago, and that's only if it is, you know, held in Chicago, if it's confined to Chicago, but if it spreads, we all have a lot of cause to worry here. Now, what can be done about this? That's the question everybody's asking, okay? What can we do about this scourge? One obvious response is to impose a stiffer sentence on people caught with these than with handguns, and then actually make them serve it. That would be a good first step. That would be sensible because rifles are more lethal than pistols and are less likely to be carried by people whose sole motive is self-defense. Anyone toting an AR-15 in public on an urban street probably has an immediate crime in mind, although not necessarily the case. I mean, in Texas, the open carry of rifles is legal. Under existing Illinois law, illegal possession or use of either carries the same penalties. So another is to do something that would impede illegal trafficking. This is what they're looking for. They think this would impede illegal trafficking. Requiring federal background checks on all purchases, which already exists. And if we just passed one more law, well, then, of course, then the criminals would pass. They would follow this law. This is the universal background check motive here. This is what we're trying to have. And the NICS is not enough anymore. The NICS would catch a criminal or a felon or an illegal drug user or an immigrant or anyone that's been committed to a psychiatric facility if they go and buy a gun at somebody that has a federal firearms license. They don't. So, the black market is deep, wide, and plentiful. This is where they become upset about sales of by private owners, because they're not screened this way. And according to them, they should be, as President Barack Obama proposed in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook. However, Sandy Hook, none of these weapons were bought that way. They were all bought legally through an NICS background check with a federal firearms license. So using that as a springboard was always erroneous. Gun violence in Chicago is bad, and something has to be done about that. But if, in order to actually stem it and to make it go away, you're going to have to go a little deeper than worrying about what kind of tool they're carrying. The tool for their crime is incidental. It's convenient. It works. We got to figure out why they go that way in the first place. And then we got to do something about it. But, once again, remember what I told you yesterday. 68% of the murders in the U.S. happen in 5% of the counties here in the U.S. So, these are happening in places where gun control is heavy. They're probably a sanctuary city. Probably run by Democrats. Probably have a gigantic welfare, community there. Probably don't have a lot of families being held together. A lot of people consigned to misery because of those that they vote in place. The serious measures to stem this are not going to be about bans, and they're not going to be about new laws passed. It's going to be, that's the other thing. We know where these guys are. We know with social media where half of the crime in Chicago is caused by 6%, and we know exactly where they are. You're going to have to go there and get them. You're going to have to go there and stop them. Yeah. So, that's something that we have to get going, and we have to get it going now. They won't. Of course, they won't do that because that's never been their plan. It's not about public safety. It's about control, folks. It's always been about control. That's why I say it every night. If it was about public safety, they would have done something by now. But they're looking for control. They're not looking for public safety. Public safety, or the lack of it, leads to their control. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
No doubt about it. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Most of you probably never heard of Stacy Washington. I've had her on my show a long time back. I mean, I don't remember when it was. And she is a conservative. She is a female. She is a black American. She is relatively young. So all of those demographic breakdown data points means that she's rare. So when she goes to work somewhere, inevitably something is going to happen that's going to be sort of bad about her job security. Recently, she was working in a newspaper. I don't remember which one it was. There, Professor Emeritus George Kennedy wrote a column called The NRA's Influence is Dangerous to Us All. She didn't particularly like that. So her column that she wrote in answer to that was, when has a member of the NRA ever decapitated, set on fire, tossed from a rooftop, or otherwise terrorized another American? The linkage is not only rife with improper context, it is false on its face. This failure to represent the opposing, especially conservative view, is an increasingly apparent deficit in the news reporting apparatus in our country. Well, holy moly, we can't be saying that. Getting out there and saying, well, you know, there's a bias against conservative people in the media today, that is not good for your job retention. You see, the progressives have to shut down the truth tellers, especially the conservative ones, because the opposing view shows how badly their policies and ideas really just, you know, they sound like a giant bath drain. You know, think of a bathtub drain. I don't know, the size of Lake Superior. Think of the gigantic sucking sounds that would make. That's how bad their policies are. after she took Professor Emeritus George Kennedy to task over his ridiculous comparison of the NRA to the Islamic State, she was shut down. Her title, her column titled Guns and Media was published on Friday in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Email notification of her suspension was sent to her that afternoon. The Post-Dispatch opinion editor accused her of failing to disclose what he called advocacy work on behalf of the NRA on Cam and Company. After a bit of email back and forth between the editor, demonstrated shifting and unsupported reasons for the suspension, she terminated the contract. She simply quit. So basically, she probably got asked to be a guest on Cam Edwards' show. And she went and became a guest, and I have had many guests, and that is never them advocating for me. They're actually advocating for themselves, and I am giving them a chance to do so. But, you know, all that aside is, it's just crazy. But at the same time, it's indicative. Now, she said, if the same standard that the Post-Dispatch applied to her writing were applied to Kennedy, he never would have had the platform with which to impugn the NRA and its members. If you look at his past work, it's, you know. But instead of banishing him from the Missourian, they've added a correction in a text block above his NRA hit piece stating, George Kennedy is a retired professor and writes an unpaid column for the Missourian. His views are his own and are not necessarily those of the Missourian or the University of Missouri. So writes Mike Jenner, the executive editor, Columbia, Missourian. So this clarification posted after the fact absolves them from the journalistic malfeasance of an editor permitting an opinion column to posit that law-abiding Americans exercising a constitutional right are akin to murderous barbarians practicing terrorism in order to establish a caliph. Way to go, Mike. I was wondering about that. This would not be so bad if this were an anomaly, but it is not. He regularly writes predictably leftist for the Missourian. And that isn't even the worst of it. He wrote an op-ed about food bank director Peggy Kilpatrick, Kirkpatrick, excuse me. Kirkpatrick testified in support of Columbia's Blight Decree / EEZ, for which Kennedy gave her high praise. But he went on, Ms. Kirkpatrick said that the food bank's pantry on Big Bear Boulevard, the largest local source of free food, has seen an increase of more than 10% in its clientele to 22,638 in the past year. The increase in hunger demonstrates the urgency of job creation. At no point in writing this did Kennedy disclose that he sat on the board of the food bank. Here you have an actual ethical misstep. Should he have lost that unpaid writing gig for the Missourian? Maybe, but he didn't. Since the food bank board members aren't pundits or public figures like Stacey Washington is and don't regularly appear in print, television, and terrestrial radio media forums, it would be difficult for readers to know that Kennedy was a sitting board member. When you're in the public, you got your stuff all over the place. When you're in media, you got your stuff all over the place. So with Stacey Washington, her stuff's all over the place. And her appearances and her other places where she shows up is not exclusive to the NRA or their media properties. They are not paid and they have no paid affiliation with the NRA. It's about her support of the Second Amendment and gun owners and stems from her background as a fourth generation veteran, concealed carry certified gun owner, and Bible believing Christian. Thomas Sowell once said, mistakes can be corrected by those who pay attention to facts, but dogmatism will not be corrected by those who are wedded to a vision. This is going to continue. The speech police is going to continue. And people, you know, like her that, I mean, Stacey Washington is going to land somewhere, and she's going to do some good work when she does. I got some ideas where I'd like to see her go. I got some ideas where she might end up going, but I hope I'm wrong about some of those. But she does some very, very good work. She'll be okay. But we've got to attack that seems to be spreading like a wildfire. And we also need to get with a good professor. I'd like to ask Professor Kennedy a very easy question. If he were ever to choose, which do you think you would prefer, Professor? Would you like an afternoon with 20 members of ISIS or lunch with a handful of NRA members? You know, one of the reasons they attack Christians so much more than Islam is because they have no reason to expect that the Christians are going to get angry at them and behead them. So the Christians thus become a soft target. People who hew to a progressive dogma, they're not doing anybody any favors. They're not doing anybody any favors. Anybody that believes that, believes that in that dogmatism, that this is this and this is this way and this is the way I say it, and you only, let me tell you how to think. Don't go down that path. That is not the way we want to go. So, bear that in mind. And remember that every time you see one of these things out there, they're coming to shut down conservative thought. They have to in order to try to survive, even though they painted themselves into the corner. We are headed to hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.